Weird Entrepreneurs, episode 19.
The word unstoppable is part of my soul. You know, when you said that, I had goosebumps flying up my arms because it really does mean standing up for what you believe in.
Dedicated to the weird ones who desire a more meaningful life. The entrepreneurs with big dreams. And to the crazy ones who think they can change the world because you are the ones who do. Is there a connection between weird and genius? Discover the answer for yourself. Now, here's your weird and sexy host.
Did I really just have to read that in the script?
Justin and Dee Verengia.
Welcome home to Weird Entrepreneurs. It's the hippie Jedi, Justin Verengia here, bringing you 30-minute interviews with the best of the best business minds and inspiring souls on the planet. The core purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to take action towards your dreams, to create the results you desire in your life and in your business. Jim Rohn once said, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with." And so one can utilize this podcast as a tool to grow mentally, spiritually, and of course, monetarily as an entrepreneur. Today's guest is an unstoppable Wonder Woman. In fact, I have witnessed her speak on stage in front of thousands of freedompreneurs from all around the world in her Wonder Woman costume, which I'll be sure to post a picture up on the blog over at weirdentrepreneurs.com, because some things you just need to see for yourself, if you know what I mean. Her name is Rhonda Swan. She's also known as the Unstoppable Mama of the Unstoppable Family, and she's been traveling around the world now nonstop for the past 6 years and currently resides in Bocas del Toro, Panama. She is not only a close dear friend of my wife Dee and I, but her husband Brian and daughter Hanale are like family to us. Rhonda is a branding and social media expert, as well as a multiple seven-figure income earner within the network marketing / direct sales industry. It's an honor having you on the show today, Rhonda. How you doing?
I am awesome. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just honored to be interviewing you today because you have been such a huge inspiration in my life. Why don't you share with our audience a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur and how it all began?
I'd love to. It's really interesting because over 11 years ago, I remember the day that I was heading to one of my business meetings because I was a corporate executive with a really large pharmaceutical company, GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals. Many people probably know that company. And I was groomed to take over the Western division. And I really thought that that was my life's call. You know, I got my master's degree. I went through college and went through grad school and truly believed inside myself that running a huge corporation was part of my life's mission. And there was one day, a big calling that I had, and it really shocked me because I was heading into a meeting and a woman had just had a new baby and she had to drop her brand new baby off at daycare at around 7 o'clock in the morning and head to a meeting. And I was sitting in that meeting and this woman walked in and she was late for this meeting. And my boss really gave her a hard time about being late. And if she wanted to keep this job, that she would drop that baby off at daycare every morning and be on time. And my life's calling changed that very moment because I realized that if I ever wanted to be this mother that my mother was to me, which raised me and gave me all of that just amazing background to really being a confident woman, how could I do that if I was leaving my baby at daycare probably for the rest of her life until she went along into school? And so my journey began as an entrepreneur that day. And I just realized that I had to find something in a way that I could replace the six-figure income that I had because, of course, you know, I was making great money. I had the expenses, expense account. I had, you know, all of the luxuries that the corporation would offer to you, right? That little carrot that they're always dangling in front of you, 401ks, you name it. And I had to find a way to replace it. And my entrepreneur journey began that day when I started searching online for work at home mom. And here I am now. I am a work at home mom. I had my baby, you know, a couple of years later, and now the story has continued.
Beautiful. Such a powerful story. And you mentioned your big reason why, which was not putting your daughter into daycare so that you could be a mother first. Do you want to touch a little bit more about that and why that's so dear to your heart?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my mom was with me all my life. And although my mom was not, she didn't work. She would, you know, really didn't even go to university. And that's probably part of why the values that I was grown up with was get a great job, go to school, get a great job. And so my parents instilled that value inside of me because they wanted more for me. And I respect that. Although what happened as you grow into this, you know, corporate lifestyle, your mindset changes and your responsibilities are really more of your values and, you know, the things that you put your time into changes. And when I made the decision that I wanted to not only be a mother, but also a powerful woman into this in front of her, be a powerful woman in my daughter's life, I realized something had to change because, you know, being with your children every single day and being able to experience not only the walks, the crawls, but, you know, every part of their life, it instills so much inside of them and in their growth. And, you know, so for me, being able to be with Hanalei, who is now nearly 8 years old, every moment of her life and still be that powerful role model in her life as she sees me as a business owner. She sees me as, you know, a powerful woman teaching other people how to also be powerful. It instills so much more inside of her that now she doesn't necessarily have the value of going and getting a good job. She now is learning values of being a great entrepreneur and learning how to create her own destiny, which is something that I never learned.
Powerful. And you mentioned you've been traveling around the world now, you and your family, for the last 6 years. Your daughter's 8 years old, which means your daughter has been traveling the majority of her life. How does she look at that? Because there's probably some parents that are saying there's no stability. You know, she's going to different schools. But I know Hanalei has a totally different perspective. So I just wanted you to touch upon that.
Yeah, that's powerful. She, when we left San Diego in November of 2008, Hanalei was just a year and a half old. And we have been now traveling, obviously, most of her life. She has attended schools in Fiji, in Mexico, in Bali, Indonesia, Panama. And most people would say just that, wow, you're dragging your kid all over the place. And it's really interesting because when you hear people give those type of comments, it's because of they're unknown. They really don't understand because most people in, especially the United States, never do travel. And she is one of the most grounded souls ever experienced in a young child. We had this massive house in San Diego and sold everything that we own. And now our whole family lives out of one suitcase. My daughter is so much more rich and has so much more to give because I think she doesn't have a lot of things. She values now memories and relationships and people. And when she goes to these different schools, it expands her brain. And it's really interesting. We learn that the more that they experience, the more your brain expands. And we've talked to her a lot about that. And Dr. Joe Dispenza from The Secret, we actually met him about a year and a half into our travels. And we told him exactly what we were doing. He met Hanalei and he spoke with her and he said, wow, you guys have to really understand what's happening. And we're like, okay, you know, we're standing there really excited, like, what is happening? And he said, the more that you're moving around, the more your brain and the more your daughter's brain is expanding and the more she's going to be open to so many more things. And he said, consider this. When you put a watch on your wrist, you pretty much forget that it's even there. You don't even realize where it is. But when you switch it to your right hand, it feels really uncomfortable, just as if you were going into a new home or you're in a current home that you're in. You wake up in the middle of the night and you can just go right to the bathroom and no problem. You're almost still asleep. Now, for us, when we go to new homes, we go to new places, Hanalei goes into new schools, we never have a clue what's next. And when Dr. Joe told us, do you understand what's really happening? Get really excited about this because everything that we do is always brand new. We never get complacent. We never get used to anything. So for Hanalei and her lifestyle as a very young person, she's now accepted that the norm is being very uncomfortable and being very new all the time. So instead of what most people would think that she would be uncomfortable or maybe shy, she's more open and willing to learn something new because her whole life's experiences have been all very new and she's become very comfortable with newness and the uncomfort zone that most people around the world are so very, you know, nervous and scared to step into.
I truly think it's an honor, number one, having your daughter travel so much. And number two, it broadens her horizon. As you just mentioned, she now has friends all around the world. She's experienced so many different cultures. And how many continents has she been to now? I know she's 8 years old. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, well, she's not even quite 8 yet, which is really cool. So she's been to 6 continents so far, and our goal is to hit the 7th before she is 8 next April, and that will be Antarctica.
So wow.
That's pretty amazing.
She'll be chilling with the penguins out there. That'll be quite the experience. So being you're such a seasoned traveler, the past 6 years, nonstop, where you rest your hat is your home. What are your 2 favorite locations in the world you've ever experienced, and why?
Oh, that is such a hard question. It really is. But, you know, I can definitely say that Bali, Indonesia is my absolute number one on the list for a couple reasons. One is the culture, the people. The religion is Hinduism, and they're very beautiful people, giving, they're loving, they're caring, and everything about them is just very balanced and comforting. You go into this country and every person that you look at, they look at you in the eyes and they greet you. And they're a very giving culture. And we lived in Bali for about 3 months when Hanalei was very young. And of course, my husband, Brian, is a surfer, AKA the Unstoppable Surfer. So every place that we go, the destinations are typically revolve around surfing, and Indonesia has one of the most amazing locations to surf, and it's just beautiful. You know, we love it more than probably any other spot that we've been to. But then number two, I would say, is Fiji. And we lived in Fiji. We had a really different experience in Fiji because we lived in a resort for 5 months. A whole different way to travel. But we lived among the people, which was really amazing. In fact, the reason why we lived in the resort is because we lived in the Coral Coast, which is in the very south tip of Fiji. And there weren't a lot of places that you can actually rent or stay for long term. So we stayed in this resort, and what happened was very different than most people may be thinking, hearing us say, oh, we lived in a resort. Is this was a more of a local style resort. All the local people that lived in the settlements around this resort all worked there. And we became very close with them because every day, of course, they were working, you know, in the restaurants, and they were working in the childcare and in the, you know, all the fun things that they do throughout the resort, all the games and stuff they do each day. And we just became really close to them. And what we had the opportunity to do is sponsor the local rugby team of these gentlemen that live in these settlements very close to the resort. So our experience became not just living in this resort, it became really being part of the people. And having the opportunity to sponsor the Unstoppable Islanders, they have our jerseys, to be there every day and to really see the harmony that they have. They live very low means in Fiji, but they are probably one of the happiest cultures, the happiest people I've ever met on earth. Everything is about song, it's about love, it's about giving, because they pretty much have everything that they need: food, water, shelter, and love. And that makes a complete wholesome person. And the Fijians live as if they have everything they possibly need. And every day they're proud of where they live and they're proud of what they do. So the experience we had living there was powerful, and I don't think it could ever leave my body or my memory bank, because it was such a profound connection. And the best part about social media is that most of these people, of course, don't have computers, but they work in this resort. So they go to the resort computer, and we connected them on Facebook almost every other week. We put a picture up of Hanalei and they comment. And it's just so amazing to be able to think, wow, this is a culture of people we met, we lived among them, and we still get to connect with them through social media. And it's so powerful.
Love it. And you're known as the Unstoppable Mama of the Unstoppable family. So my next question is, what does being unstoppable mean to you? Because obviously that's your brand. And when I think of the word unstoppable, you're the first person that comes to my mind, obviously. So I'm curious, what does it mean to you to be unstoppable?
The word unstoppable is part of my soul. You know, when you said that, I had goosebumps flying up my arms, because it really does mean standing up for what you believe in. It means taking a stand for really truly what you believe in, and not allowing any person, anything, or any situation to stop you, to get in your way. And the name came as the Unstoppable Family, as our brand, because of this journey that we were on. I was in Bali, Indonesia, and there was an event, personal development event, that was happening in Cancun, Mexico. That's about, I don't know, 38 hours away. And Cynthia Kersey was going to be speaking at that event. There was a number of other amazing speakers that were going to be there, and I needed to be there. And as an entrepreneur, we all know that we should spend more time and more money on our education, our expansion of our mind, than really on our time and our business, because the greater we become, the greater we can become for others. So I said, I'm going. And I flew 38 hours. Hanalei and Brian stayed in Indonesia. Here I see Cynthia Kersey, who's one of the most amazing women, I think, in the world. She created the Unstoppable Foundation, and she also created and wrote the book Unstoppable. And I was on a 90-day challenge with Cynthia Kersey on being completely unstoppable. And I realized that, wow, that is exactly who we are. We've gone through so many things in our life. We are unstoppable. And I created the brand Unstoppable Family, and now it's stuck. And of course, when you do create a powerful brand, it just takes on a whole new life and a whole new meaning. Mm. Hence Unstoppable Mama, right? Unstoppable Surfer, right? All of the above. But yeah, it's just part of our ingrained in who we are now.
I love it. And another word you use quite frequently is being a freedompreneur. Can you define what that means to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Living free, thinking free, and really earning free is the three things that come to mind immediately. Because when you're completely free and there's no limitations to what you have, you know, preneuring is about making a business, about building something, right? And about taking it under your own personal control. But freedompreneuring is so different. I know so many entrepreneurs that are still locked. They have a great business. They're an entrepreneur. They do it on their own. They build it on their own craft. But a lot of them are still locked in. And freedompreneur to me was, wow, I can take this wherever I want. I can be whoever I want to be. I can earn wherever and however. And I can make decisions totally free for my family, for my daughter, without any judgments. So being a freedompreneur is someone that just purely stands up for what they want, how they want it, and they go after it with pure personal responsibility.
I love it. And being this is the Weird Entrepreneur Show, my next question, you mentioned you made some crazy decisions as an entrepreneur. Do you mind sharing one of those crazy decisions that come to mind?
Well, the craziest decision, of course, was to sell our $2 million home in San Diego, to sell every single thing we have and liquidate it and take my family and start traveling around the world. That's probably one of the wildest things that probably most people would freak out about. Is being faced with, you have all this amazing things, and we had lost all of our assets, but I had my home. And I said, look, we can stay here, we can rebuild. And we read the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. And this is what I love actually the most about when I talk about this superhero's journey, because I always reference it from Campbell's book, The Hero's Journey. And there's this always this call to adventure that happens for you. And it's either great or it's scary, but it happens for a reason. And the call to adventure came from the situation we were in. And then it was the book, The 4-Hour Work Week, that catapulted us in, which is really called like the initiation phase, which just got you there. Ferris became our mentor. And the 4-Hour Work Week just rang so true to us. We're like, wait a minute. We don't have to stay here. Our business is mobile, right? Because we work online. Why do we have to be here? And so that was one of the wildest decisions that we've, and weirdest decisions we've ever made, which was, okay, let's just drop every single thing that we have, get rid of it all. We liquidated everything. And so going from a family who's had a lot of money in the bank, had been used to not having any issues with, you know, buying the things that we wanted, to starting off with a year and a half old baby and $23,000 to our name and starting off on this journey. And now here we are, 6 years later, we're still going.
Weird Maste. The weirdness in me honors the weirdness in you. More power to you, Rhonda. And you mentioned going to events. I know you put on your own events, the Unstoppable Mastermind, which I'm a part of, and I love being a part of because I see the transformations from so many people. Why don't you touch upon about how many events have you been to within the network marketing direct sales industry? Why are events so important, and why do you continue to do them?
I love events because it just always fills my cup and expands my mind to a new place. You know, we only know what we know that's right in front of us. You can only learn so much and grow so much from audios and from books. I decided to put on our own event because we work virtually, right? So we have people all over the world that I guess you could say we're, you know, working in almost like cubicles next to each other because we're in our computers and you can communicate with these people. But how could we really get that transformation within them by being so far away? Mm. So we would always back up. I decided to back up one of our own personal events with the personal tribe that we started to create and put them in front of one of our big national events. And what I saw was just massive growth and transformation within people. And because they come together and they get to physically see us, they get to learn from us. And I love, you know, you and Dee are always part of these events because it's so powerful when you can help someone on the internet, right? Help them build and figure out what their why is. But it's so different when you can look at them in the eyes and say, okay, you can do this. I believe in you. And it's nothing different that we probably teach them. It's the feeling that they get when they're near us. And they know that we do believe in them. And that's why I believe that events are so powerful for any entrepreneur, freedompreneur, because it's that belief that you get when you walk in the door that may be different than what you were thinking before you got there.
Absolutely. I concur 100% because I've witnessed the transformations, not only in my own career along with my wife, but in the lives of so many of our team members who attend events. So regardless of what industry you're in, get around other successful people who are willing to mentor you if you're privileged enough to get around them. My next question is, because you are so successful within the industry, I'm curious what the vision of Rhonda Swan and the Unstoppable family is looking like for the future in your personal lives as well as in your careers?
Such a great question. We have so many great things that we want to do. I mean, of course, the travel piece, we're not stopping. In fact, we've already have our whole year planned out. We're living right now in Panama. We'll be leaving in June for Paris because my daughter has wanted to go to Paris since she's been three. We gave her a big goal to hit 100% on her spelling test and she nailed it. So we're taking her to Paris. And then from Paris, yeah, it's so powerful to teach kids goals, right, and have them hit them. But then we're going to be heading back to Bali, Indonesia, because we love it so much, and we need to get a piece of that juice. And the future for us is really bringing our live events that we have, our Unstoppable Masterminds, to all over the world. We'll be having an event in July or August for our Down Under mates in Bali. We're going to bring them there because they're so powerful. We've got, you know, Aussies and Kiwis that fly all to the USA every 3 months to see us. And so we're going to give back to them and bring our event in Bali, Indonesia in the summer for them and to really just take ourselves to the next level. You know, for me personally, I'm launching my Unstoppable Mama, a new blog, and my workshop that I've been running for three and a half years now, are my Unstoppable Branding Experience Workshop. And take it to new heights. And I'm just really developing myself so I can give back more to the world to learn how to become a freedompreneur and really realize that, man, you've got so much inside of yourself that you can take it and bring it out to the world and become a freedompreneur, right? It's most people think that they don't have something inside of them to sell or to offer to give the world. And I think people truly deserve to know that they do.
Absolutely. And your future is looking so bright. Thanks for sharing some of the places you're going to be traveling to and what we have to look forward to in the future. What's some entrepreneurial advice you can offer our listeners?
My best entrepreneurial advice is to always stick it out, you know, to know that the road can be bumpy, you know, and it can be difficult. And when you put forth your why in front of you, you know, why you're really doing something, you're always going to be able to make it through. And I think that's what makes an entrepreneur so powerful. So my best advice has always been, you know, just know that you're going to make it through. This too shall pass, as quoted from the Bible, right? is no matter how difficult things feel, if you have a vision and a why set in front of you, you're always going to be able to make it. So consistency and really believing in your true vision and your why will always get you there.
Sage advice, sister. And what's a success quote that you would like to share? Anything that comes to mind, you could create it on your own or something you can reference that's in your head.
My favorite quote is a Mark Twain quote. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowline, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, and discover.
Love it. And what's a recommended book that you can share that has helped you as an entrepreneur? I know you mentioned actually a couple already, but whichever one comes to mind, I'll link it on the notes page on the website.
My favorite book, tried and true, especially for freedompreneurs, is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. It just gives you a lot of practical ways to take your business and bring it into that freedompreneuring style so that you're not being locked to your home state. And Vagabond by Rolf Potts, one of my favorite travel books in time. Rolf Potts is amazing. He's an incredible traveler. He's a beautiful literary writer. And his Vagabond is just a powerful book for those that want to go through the journey of a traveler and really understand what it means to travel. You know, so many people start traveling and their expectations, they go with so many expectations. And his book is just amazing to help you drop all the barriers, allow you to really take in and absorb the cultures and what you can learn from each space and situation that you may find yourself in while you're traveling.
Nice. Appreciate the shares and appreciate you joining us here today. What's the best way for our listeners to connect with you and follow you along your journeys?
The best way to find us is on our blog, unstoppablefamily.com. You'll get all of our great fun adventures, videos, and certainly freedompreneuring advice on our blog.
Excellent. And is Facebook also a good place to reach out to you? Because I will put your Facebook link directly on the show notes page when I do the outline on the blog.
Absolutely. Facebook is a great spot to find me. You can find me at Unstoppable Mama or Rhonda Swan on Facebook.
Awesome. Appreciate your time so much. Looking forward to seeing you and the family really soon. And I just appreciate the listeners so much for tuning in. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Love and light. We truly appreciate you so much for taking the time to tune into our Weird Entrepreneurs podcast today.
Wishing you much love and excited for you to implement what you have learned.
Go ahead and visit weirdentrepreneurs.com for a complete recap of each and every show, as well as helpful tools and resources to take your business to the next level.
Here's to the crazy ones.